you hold the peris, the less it's worth. So if it's getting devalued the way it's supposed to, then the Shimon Gamliel says, don't sell it. Anytime there's a very big change, that the peris are being so spoiled now, more than normal manner, then even if Shimon Gamliel is moidim, moichrim bebezdin, you have a right then, as Hashem HaSaveda, to sell the pikadim, and a koponim, you give the bailim, you give the owner back some money. Like here he has a barrel full of apples he gave you to hold, and Mamash, a heat wave came and is ruining the apples. So in such a case that the apples are getting ruined altogether, even Rav Shimon Gamliel is moida that you are have a right to sell it and rather give the bailam back the money. So Gemara says v'chol shchein hocham and avada. Of course, over here in our case that we're talking about, you're holding somebody's you're holding somebody's bags full of chametz. Now it's the fifth hour erev Pesach. If you hold on to another hour, you're gonna have to burn it. Saying the chachzar and godum is dead, you're gonna have to get rid of this bag altogether. So pshit, even the contrary of Shimon Gamliel, you would be allowed to sell it right now. As v'chol shchein ocha to avsei de lagamri. Here the whole thing's gonna be ruined. If you hold on to this bag of chametz another few minutes, you're gonna have to burn it. Savada, even the contrary of Shimon Gamliel, you're better. The etzer is go and sell this chametz now to the goy. That I call upon him, you'll be able to give back to the owner the money that it's worth. What? No, you got the Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon is the one says lo yigibem. I'm sure you're right. You're right. The Chavim, you're right. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you are allowed to sell it, right? The Chavim say you're not allowed to sell it, right? They're moidu though that where the whole thing is being ruined, right? That even the Chavim moidu, you are allowed to sell it, right? Right. The Mishnah says the yaidam Rabbi Yehuda shtei chalas. Rabbi Yehuda then said in the Mishnah that there was a takana that erev Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash they used to put out two chalas outside for simin. When it came the fifth hour of the day, erev Pesach, they took away one. When it came the sixth hour of the day, they took away the second challah. To show us to know that the different deen changed. The fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore. And the sixth hour, it's also by no, you have to burn it. More Tani Tana Kaimed the Rebbe Yehuda. That Agavu Itztabo, they used to put the challahs on top of the seat, on top of the Itztabo, as like a little platform. Sagav Itzrashi says, Alakise Mamish. On the seat, it was a platform that people could sit on. So they used to put the bread on the seat itself. Omula, he answered back, the seat is very low. Nobody's going to be able to see it. V'chilatznia nutzarech. Did they put the bread there to hide the bread? Like, what was the purpose they put this bread out there? It was a sign that people should know. When they see they take away one bread, it's the fifth hour. So if you're going to put the bread all the way low on the chair that people sit on, nobody could see it. So he answered back, Tono al gagu itzibur. No, it was on the roof of the itzibur. That was a high place, and that everybody could see. So Rashi says, gag hoya benuya lamalu nagishomim. They used to have a gag, a roof, on top of these stools. Like, so on top of the roof, that was a high place. That was a good simit that everybody was able to look up to the base of Migdish, and they saw when Kolzaman two chalas are there, they know you're still allowed to eat chametz. When they see only one challah there, they know you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore. When they see two are not there, then they know it's a zman habir, you have to burn it, it's also banu. Omar Rachba, Omar Rav Yehuda. Har Habayis, that's the mountain where the whole Beis Hamikdash was on, is a very wide, I think it's 300 amas by 300 amas, is Satyov Kofel Hoya. There was a chaymah, there was a wall, like we have now the Kosel Maravi. That's the wall going all around the Har Habayis, going all around the mountain. Now, inside the wall, there was satya of like these platforms, kofel hoya, doubled over. They were like a double platform, one on top of another. Trashi, satya of kofel hoya. Itztabo, soviv, soviv. They used to have like platforms all around, inside the chaymer of the Harabayis. Makefes, going all around. Hovotoy choy, sekif, oidacher. Within that hekif, there was another one. What does that mean? And Tanya Nami Yochi, Har Habayis, all around this Har, the Har Habayis, Satya of Kofel Hoya. There was like a double fold of these itzibos, of these platforms, like one on top of another. And the Abiyudu Oima, it's Tavonis Hoysa. Really, it's Tavonis Hoysa. Nikra Satya, Lifnim Satya. And they called it Satya Lifnim Satya, like one platform inside another platform. The Drashi, Kofel Hoya, itzibos, see that's all. Now that's the way inside the chaim, inside the wall, around the Har Habayis, they have like these platforms, like stones, like one, then on top of another one, like the thing they bring down. The people went to other regal, they wanted to be able to sit down when they came inside the Har Habayis. So that was like platforms you could sit down on, and one on top of another. So all around the chaimah, there was full of two sets of platforms all around the chaimah, that the people could sit there when they come to other regal. by the Tzulis. So the Mishnah says that these two chalas they put out there for the Simin, they were Pasula chalas. Psula means you're not allowed to eat them. They have to be burnt up anyway. So Melo, they weighed with them and burnt them first, one the fifth hour, one the sixth hour. So the Mara Amai Psulis, why were these chalas, why were these breads Pasul? The Chura, these breads, we're talking about Lachme Toida. These were the breads that they brought with the carbon toida. When you bring a carbon toida, the Lachar is, it's not really a carbon shlomim, but it has nitusif on the carbon toida, 40 types of breads you have to bring. Out of the 40, 10 of them are chomets. So now 10 breads that are chomets, is a kasha, why is it psulis? Omer Reb Chanina, mitoyach shoyim merubais. Since on Yud Gimel, not Erev Pesach, on Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, you're not allowed to bring a korban hatoida. So they used to bring them on the 13th day, Yud Gimel. So on the 13th day, Yud Gimel, there were a lot of toidas, a lot of lechem. Is nifsalas belina. So Pasha, they couldn't eat them up so much in one day. So it came, it was left overnight. The lacha toida is you only allowed to eat it that day and that night. It comes already the next morning. On Yud Dalid, Erev Pesach, those lechems are psalina. So they took these lechems that have a psalina on, it was left overnight, and now you're supposed to burn it, so they waited, they didn't burn it until the fifth and sixth hour. Midrashi, Mitoch Shem Rubais, Lachmei Toida B'Shloi Shosu B'Nisim. They used to bring a lot of them on the 13th day of Nisim. Why? Shekol Mishiesh Telehovi Toida B'Rego Meviyah B'Shloi Shosu. Whoever had to bring a carbon Toida, they used to bring it B'Chlau their Kabonas when they went Oyler Regal Zayin. So to bring it on Erev Pesach, you can't do it. We'll soon see why not. So the only time, the latest time you can bring it is Yud Gimel, the 13th day of Nisan. So whoever wanted to bring a carbon toida used to bring it on Yud Gimel Nisan. So there are a lot of lechems. They couldn't finish eating it that day and that night. So the leftover ones were lina. It had a psul nicer on it. Rashi Nisolos Belina, Liv Kaira in the next show, Yud Dalet. When it comes the morning of Erev Pesach, it's nicer. It's left over. It's turned, you have to burn it. Lach me toida the Rashi Mem Chalas. There are 40 Chalas there. The Yud Meyam Chometz. Out of the 40, 10 of them were made out of wheat and flour that became Chometz. Shenemara Chalas Lechem Chometz. 10 of them were Chometz. Yeah. So that's why they use these Chalas in Erev Pesach to show the Yam. That when two of them are there, it's still Mutter to eat the Chometz. When one, it's Mutter and two, it's Asaban. When one, it's Asa to eat, two, it's Asaban already. So the Gemara, the Tanya we learned. Ein Meviyin Toido Bechag Hamatzis. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Toido on Pesach. Mifnei chometz shebo, because we're saying now that you have to bring 40 lechems with it, and 10 of them are chometz. So pshita, you know, I have chometz on Pesach, so you can't bring the korban toida on Pesach. For the Gemara pshita, you have to tell me that avada. You know, when I make chometz, you can't own chometz on Pesach. So how could you bring a korban toida? Pshita, you can't bring it. Amar avada maravah. The chiddush is hocha b'yudal daskinim. The chiddush is that even on erev Pesach in the morning, when it's still mutter to eat chometz, still you can't bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach. Why not? Uksavar ein meviyin kodeshim leveis hapsul. You're not allowed to bring kodeshim to become pasul. In other words, usually a toida, how long are you allowed to eat the lechem, the bread, for that day and that night? If you don't need it by the whole night, the next morning it becomes nice, it becomes pasul. If you leave it overnight. Now, if you're going to bring the carbon toida on Erev Pesach, until how long can you eat the lechem? Only until chatzais, that's all. After chatzais, it's also tita midiraisa. So you're taking away the time that you're allowed to eat from a carbon toida. So most probably become nicer much faster. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring kachim. You're causing it now to become nicer much earlier. Because usually the time to eat the lechem is like a 24 hours. You get out from morning till the whole night, you could eat it. But now, because Erev Pesach, you're taking away the time to eat it, so it's also to bring the carbon on Erev Pesach. Therefore, you're not allowed to bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach. So if you do want to bring a carbon toida, when you go to Eilu Regal, you have to make sure to be there a day earlier, and Yud Gimel B'Nisan. Hey, it's 2 days before Pesach, that's when you bring a carbon toida. V'kula yama b'shloi shah samaisi. So Mela, most of the people that come to Eilu Regal, they bring their carbon when? On the 13th day of Pesach, Lu. O'miteich shei merubais. Since they have so many lechems, then so many people come to bring it. Since there are so many of them, the Mela became Pasul Belina. So that's why in the Mishnah, what the lechem they used were Pasul Dekal lechems. So the Mar Mishum Rabbi Yana Yomru Ksheris Hoyu. Mishum Rabbi Yana, they say no, that the two lechems they used in Erev Pesach were Ksheris. Hey, they weren't Pasul had a Psulina, they were like from yesterday's korban left overnight. that right now there's a chiyuv to burn it? No. They were kosher of lechem of toidam, and there's not a chiyuv sreif on them yet. Even if you tell me the lechems didn't have such a big psul, godo kalina, they didn't have a psul lina like was left overnight that toin sreifa, shein kvalis sreifa. Afilu hocham, me'acha shein lem takon lechem, since you're not allowed to eat this bread anymore, like they can't finish it up, and we'll soon see what the case is, v'chlau you can't eat it yet, v'afilu ein adayin tunis ibaturam, yavilu lehosam, still we're allowed to do this eitzah with them. Yeah, Rashi, Abizoi, V'yelo amai kor, this is the Mormon, V'yelo amai kor lupsulis, why does the Mishnah say that these two lechems, these two bread they used, were psulim? Why does it say it's possible if a kept of Yanis saying the luxurious? The Torah says, Shalai nishchat aleim hazevach. We're talking about that this lechem, you didn't bring the zevach, you didn't bring the korban yet. Now Rashi's masbir, the loch is like this. When you have lachme toido, metchilo you say harezu hegdish. These lechems that you're baking them for the purpose to be brought with the korban toido. Now as soon as you say harezu hegdish, it's chala kedushas damim on that. That is, the value of it belongs to hegdish right now. It doesn't get a kedushas aguf to say like it has a shem korban until you bring the korban and you shech the korban and you make the zrikas adam. When you do those two things on the korban itself, the animal itself, you shech it, and then you make the zrikas adam. After you do those two, then the lechem, the bread, has a kedushas aguf on it. It's not much like a korban also, and when it gets the kedushas aguf, that's the lochem. That if a tomedika thing touches it, you have to burn it. Then it has a psulina. If you leave it overnight, it becomes psulina, you have to burn it. But before you shechted the behemoth, before you shechted the animal, this lechem has no kedushas aguf. No matter how long you leave it, how many nights you leave it, it doesn't become psul, it's not toin sreifim. Because it doesn't have kedushas aguf yet. You were just said to these lechems now, I'm making them for the purpose to use it with a korban toida. So it has a kedushas damin. And if you want to, you can be paid to them. You can take money and say that the kedusha and the lechem should go on to the money, and the money you give to Hegdish. As before you bring the korban, the lechem now just has a regular kedushas aguf. No, kedushas damin. Just when you make the shechita, when you shech the animal, that's when the lechem gets a shech kedushas aguf. See what we're talking about right now, shulei nishchat aleim hazevach. A person has these lachmei toida, he baked them in the chometz, and he metchila said, I'm going to use them for korban toida. So they have a kedushas damim on them. And he never used it for the korban yet. He never had a korban yet. And it comes on Erev Pesach in the morning. The Erev Pesach in the morning right now, it's not toin sreifa. It's not possible yet. Really, if you would have a korban right now, you could check the korban and bring it. So the lechem don't have a shame psulis. But lemaitza, the reason why it's called a psulis is because it can't be used right now. Since you didn't shecht an animal on it beforehand, so it has a kedushas damim on it right now, and you can't shecht today Erev Pesach, so therefore you can't do anything with these lechems, with these breads. Shadid alayim hazevach. Fred Gemara, v'nishchat, why don't you shecht? Teretz is shavad hazevach. You lost the animal. Has betchila, you set aside an animal for these breads, you wanted to bring the toido, this animal for this breads, and you lost the animal. Fred Gemara, good, v'naisi zevach achra, so what? Bring another korban, v'nishchat, and shecht the korban, and you use these breads for the korban atoida. Teretz is the yoma zu toida v'zu lachma. He said the Ferish, I want these breads to be for this animal. So the locher is, if you lose the animal, you can't use these breads anymore. You can't use it for another korban. Uke the rabba, like rabba. The yoma rabba said, Ovad halechem, maybe lechem achem. If somebody has the animal here, even though he set aside bread, and you lose the bread, you're allowed to bake new bread and make new bread for this behemah. We'll soon see why. Mashenken, the other way, no. What about of the toido? Let's say, metchila, you had the animal set aside, and you had your lechem, you baked the bread, and you said you want this bread to be for this animal, and you lost the animal. Of the toido is the lechem, ein mevi toido cheres. You're not allowed to bring another animal for these breads. In other words, you can't use these breads anymore for a korban toido. My time, why is the reason? Ba'lechem galal toida. The ikra of a korban toida is the behemoth. You bring it like the shlomim, that's the ikra of the behemoth. That's the ikra of the korban. Now, because of the animal, there's aloch, you have to bring mem chalas also, 40 chalas. So the ikra is the animal. The lechem is like tuffle to the animal. So kol zaman, the animal is here, even though you lost the first 40 breads, so what? you can bake another 40 breads and make them for this behemoth, since the behemoth is still here. Mashenkin, if you lost the animal, that was the ikar of this kedusha, so the bread was only kaddish for that animal. If you lost that animal, you can't give this lechem any more new kedusha. You can't use the lechem for another behemoth. That's what we're talking about now, that you are makadish this bread for a certain animal, and then you lost that animal. So since you can't bring the animal anymore, that you can't be makri of this lechem, can't get a kedusha saguf anymore. For the Gemara, good. So you have this lechem right now, it's like mashma, there's no eitzah. You can't use this lechem at all. That's why it's like sulis, it's not usable right now. Therefore we're saying, use them for this simin, put it on the yitzhabah, Erev Pesach, everybody should know, you take away one, it's also b'achila, take away two, it's also b'anor. Mashma, you can't do anything else with these lechem. For the Gemara, why not? V'nifra kinu, why can't you be paid to them? V'naf kinu l'chulin. But if a kino means be proud of them, there is taste this lechem, like we're saying now. Kol zaman you didn't shech the behemah, the lechem only has kedushas domim. That's all it is. Anytime you just said the value of this thing should become kaddish, it's hegdish. True, it's chal hegdish. But if you want to, you could be poida. You could take off the kedusha. You could take money and say harezu tachazeh. You want the kedusha of the lechem to go onto the money. So you take off the kedusha from the lechem onto the money. So the money now has kedushas domim, and the lechem becomes mutter. So why is the mashman? There's no way at all to use this bread. Why not? Be poida of the bread and meish lechulin. So the Gemara El, so that can't be the case here. You can't say the reason why the Mishnah says this lechem is psulois, mashmin is no eitz, you can't use it, just because you lost the animal. If you lost the animal, it's not called a lost bread. The bread is an eitzah for this bread. Be poider it. Go take money and say the kedusha should go off the bread onto the money, and the bread will become mutl achila. So the Mishnah's mashmin psulois, you can't do anything else with the bread. Ella, I'll tell you the terrors like this. Ella l'yoylam shenishchat aleim azevach. We're talking about in the case, no. They shechted the korban on the zevach. Alei mazevach. They shechted the korban already. They had the animal there. They made the korban toyder out on it. And l'chura, they shechted it almanas for these lechems, for these 40 breads. Halacha is v'nishpach adam. Now, before they made this rikam, the dam spilled out. First, they collected into the jar, into the kli. They collected the dam. They made the avoid the kabbalah. But before the Kohen made his rika, spritched the dam onto the Mizbeach, it got, fell on the floor. It was nishbach, it spilled out. So the moral command, who are we going like? Karebi. We're going according to Rebbe Shita now. The Yama Rebbe said like this, Shnei Devorim Hamatirim. When you need two things to be matir, to make it mutter, is Alocha Malim Zeh V'loi Zeh. One helps without the other one. Like the Chura here, what's going to be matir this Lechem Teet, or really what makes the Kedusha Saguf, is the shechita of the behemoth and the zrikas adam. You need two things to give really kedushas aguf onto the lachmei toidim. You need the shechita and you need the zrika. You need both of them. The shaila, if you only have one without the other, does it do anything or not? So here we want to say yes. You made the shechita, but you didn't make the zrika yet because the dam got spilled out. Still you want to tell me now it's psulas means it got a kedushas aguf on this bread. That's why you can't be part of this bread anymore. Because once you shechted the animal, automatically it's chalak duchas aguf on the bread, even though you did not bring the dam. So the chur that goes according to Rebbe, that Rebbe says, shnei dvorim hamatirim, so a certain, like here, the lach metoidah, you need two things to be matir really bachila. You need the shechita and the zrikas of the dam. Still, malas zevlo is there. One helps without the other one. The Tanya, we learned like this, kivsei atzeres. The Kifsi Atzeres, this was the korban they brought on Shavuos. On Shavuos, they used to bring two kvasim, and these two kvasim were makadosh to shtei halechem. There's a special korban on Shavuos to bring like a mincha shtei halechem, two special breads they had. Now, what made kedushas aguf on the shtei halechem? The shnei kvasim. If you shechted the shnei kvasim, they give a kedushas aguf onto the shtei halechem. The Tanya, Kifsi Atzeres. Ein mekadshim es halechem ela b'shchita. It's only when you shech the kvasim, that's what gives the kedusha saguf onto the shtei alechem. Kate said, how's the case? Shochton l'shmon. Let's say you shechted these two kvasim l'shmon. L'shem kisvi atzeres. It's shvuas now. I'm shechten l'shem the korban of shvuas. V'zorak donon l'shmon. And also you did the avoid the zrika. The Kohen took their dam and made the zrika on the mizbeach. Is alocha then kiddush alechem. That's when the shtei alechem now becomes kaddish. It has the kedusha saguf on it. It can't be poidri anymore. Now if it stays overnight, it has the psulino. If it becomes tome, you have to burn it. What about Shocht and Shloi Lishmon? You shechted the Kvosim, but you didn't have the right Kavanah. Shloi Lishmon means you kain didn't think about to do it, L'shem Shtei Kvosim. V'zorak Dom Shloi Lishmon. Hu Adin B'Shazrika, you did a Shloi Lishmon. It's not a good avoidah. Is Alocha Loi Kiddush HaLechem. The Lechem is not Kaddish. Because since you don't have a Shchit, you don't have a Zrika, there's no Kiddush on the Lechem. What about Shochtan Lishmon? You made the shchit, the Shastak, whoever, you only the coin, the Shastak, whoever shechted the Korban, he had Kavanah to do it the shame Kisviyat service. He had Kavanah to do it for the Korban of Shuas. Out of the Zorak Domen, then the next coin, after they made the Kabbalah, they collected the dam, the Shastak Zrik, he did a Shler Lishmon. He didn't have Kavanah that the Zrika should be done, Lishem Kisviyat service. So you don't have a Zrika Lishem Korban here. What's the Locha? Lechem Kodesh Vienna Kodesh. Divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shito. The lechem does have a certain amount of kedusha on it. It got its kedusha zaguf because you made a shchit already. But it's ain't the kodesh shchit doesn't have a heter achilu though. L'maisa tivit, you're not allowed to eat it avada until it had a zrika. Since here it doesn't have a zrika, you're not allowed to eat it. But our kopon and we say a kedusha zaguf is chal because one without the other helps. A shchit without a zrika does help. So our case also, we're saying, goes according to Rebbe here. That we have this toida, this lachme toida. We're talking about now an area of Pesach, we shechted the animal, so the lechem got a kedusha zaguf, but we didn't make a zrika yet. So therefore, this lechem has a kedusha zaguf, so therefore you're not allowed to eat it, and that's why the Mishnah calls it psulas. But only goes according to Rebbe that says that one, a shchita, does something, even though there's no zrika. Mashenkein, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Lezer Shimon says, Li oilom eina kodesh alechem, ache yishchat lishmon, ve yizrok dom lishmon. So he says no, by the shtei kvosim, by shtei lechem on shvuis, even if you made a shchita, but as long as you don't have both, a shchita and a zrika, there's no kedush at all chal on the lechem. The shtei lechem has no kedush saguf, you're allowed to be poiderit. So Chura Bayas also, since we're saying that you didn't make a Zrika Saddam, so the Chura this Lechem now is Vaita has no Kedusha Saguf. So it's still Shver. Why does the Mishnah say it's Ksulas? He can't use it. If it has no Kedusha Saguf, it's only Kedusha Domim, it's only the value of it is Kaddish. So take money and say you want the Kedusha from the Lechem to go off the Lechem onto the money, and then you should be allowed to use the Lechem. According to Rabbi Lezer of Shimon, it's still Shver. And the Gemara knows. Even if you want to say Rabbi Yannai that says Pshat now Mishnah that the Shtei Lechems are not really psulas yet, go according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. The Holchem of Mayaskinon, the Goyin Sheniskabel Adam Bekois. I tell you, here we're talking about that this Korban Atoida, you taka shechted the animal, you made a shchita, and then the Kohen went and collected the dam in the Kois. He made a good Kabbalah. He has the dam in the Kois. Now, once the dam gets into the Kois, right now it's Oymet to make a Zrika. Really the next thing to do is take the Dam Halacha, carry it to the Mizbeach and make a Zrika. That's called the Kist now is Oymet to make a Zrika. So even if you don't make a Zrika, it has a din as if you made a Zrika. But Nishbach, and after you collect it in the Kist, that's when the Kist spilled out. Still, that's considered like a Zrika. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Sabla Kavua. He holds like his father. The Yomer, his father said, Kol Oymet Lizrik. Anything that's right now oimid, it's about to happen. Right now, since the dam is ready in the kais and the kli, it's about right now to make a zrika. It's kazarik dummy. It's considered like a zrika took place. So a zrika took place, avada doesn't mean mamish ramas a zrika took place. Avada, you're not allowed to eat it. It's not considered like the two matirim took place, the zrika and the shchita. It's only called the zrika enough that a psulim can be chal. It's considered now that the kedusha saguf chal on this bread. Therefore, this bread is not edible right now. That's why the Mishnah calls this bread psulis. The Maratona Mishum Reb Leza. Omru Ksheiris Hoyu. No, I tell you, they used to use Mamish Ksheiris, Koshadika bread they used to use. Now, Kozaman Shemunachais, Kola Moichlim. Kozaman, the two breads were there for the Simonium. They knew it wasn't the fifth hour yet. You're allowed to eat the Chomets. Nitla Achas Mehen, as soon as they took away one bread, Toilin. Everybody knows now it's the fifth hour of the day. You're not allowed to eat the Chomets, but it's still Mutta Bahanor. They're not allowed to eat, but you don't have to burn. It's not also about no yet. It came the time when they saw they took away the two breads. That's the beginning of the sixth hour. Heschilu kulan sorfen. Everybody used to go and burn it. Abishol learned the mice was like this. Shtei porus hoyu. It wasn't a case of lechem.